B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Yes, sir. Time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up. How could you not have something to say to the news of today, and how the Sixers have revamped their team, the starting lineup, and on the bench, and the Phillies trading for the best catcher in the league. Let's see what we got today.
Tobias Harris makes his debut the night the Sixers are retiring Moses Malone's number. Does anyone see a correlation there?
No. I don't see any correlation whatsoever. Tobias Harris is not even close to being the same player as Moses Malone. Come on, bro.
I got a hypothetical for you. Fast forward to the end of the season. Sixers didn't do a good job budgeting like they thought they were going to. You can only sign Tobias or Jimmy Butler. Who do you sign? Who's your guy? Who do you think is the better fit? For me, Tobias, simply because of his shooting.
I think Jimmy Butler's an overall better player than Tobias Harris, but they're going to sign both of them. They made this trade. They're going to keep this together. They want to be dominant for the next several years. That's the whole aim to doing this.
This message is for all the fugazi Toronto Raptors fans and the cockroach Celtics fans. There will be a fight for the Eastern Conference this year. And in the words of Sonny from A Bronx Tale, click. Now you can't leave. Let's go, Sixers.
Now you just can't leave. Boston all of a sudden finds itself maybe fourth on the pecking order at this particular juncture, right?
Yeah, and then the other part is all the room, basically Ainge has announced to the Pelicans that you can have Brown, Tatum, Horford, and picks for Anthony Davis at the end of the season. Just wait.
Yep.
And the Pelicans waited. So now, what do you say if you're in that locker room? I know you're still going to play
hard. You're not happy about it. You don't feel like a Celtic anymore.
You know what I mean? That's what I mean. I know they're going to play hard, but that still has to be in their brain.
True.
Tonight, Mike, we're going for 9 in a row, buddy. Carter Hart, Valentine's Day next week. You think that's all coincidence? Let's go. Let's just fly it up.
I promise Carter Hart's not playing tonight. They're going with the backup Stoli. I don't like him tonight. Get me honest with you.
Since your boy John Clark from NBC is always at the airport to greet athletes when they come to town, he needs a nickname. You know, they got Hurricane Schwartz. How about Tarmac Johnny?
We already have a nickname for it, Johnny Airport. He's Sunshine Johnny, but he's Johnny Airport.
Yeah, everybody was calling him Johnny Airport yesterday.
He's Johnny Airport.
We got Tobias.
He's got a deep throat down there. Deep, deep undercover source.
Just found out the full deal went down. I have nothing but faith in the kid. I hope nothing but the best for him and all that stuff. But that to me seems like a clear violation of our principle of winning this chip. All right. I think this whole deal set us back. The NBA forced freaking the Colangelo's on as Mr. Big Collar, that whole nepotism thing, and shattered our whole franchise for at least 2 year setback. He made that dumb trade and then ended up with him, and then you shipped him off and you didn't even let him develop.
Well, listen, I mean, how long can you hang around with the kid? It's become such a negative. It's like the Sixers know they didn't get the best of this deal, right? They get traded the number one pick. They got a marginal bench player and a couple picks that aren't worth a lot. But it got to a point where you have to kind of read the tea leaves. And you go, you know what? He doesn't want to play, and he doesn't want to play here. So we got to cut bait.
We need a guard. We need a guard that can score the ball, who can come in and back up Ben and back up Jimmy. Have you seen T.J. McConnell out there? If he has to play too many damn minutes, he struggles. He doesn't have the size, and that's what's really hurting us when he's in there too damn long. We need a guard that can play defense on the perimeter.
Well, they got Ennis. He can play defense on the perimeter. I will allow that they don't have the true impact point guard that could play. Patrick Beverley would have been the perfect impact point guard that could play some minutes at that position and defend. They don't have that. But Jimmy Butler's versatile enough to fill in here and there, and TJ will get his 5 to 10 minutes in the game. They can mix and match it.
Why do we still have TJ McConnell? You know, Mark and Fulton Brown getting second rounders back and deep bench players. It's better to keep him because he'll be a better backup next year than TJ can be this year.
Who was he talking about? To be a better backup?
Fultz next year than TJ this year, but they need somebody for this year. And
yeah,
TJ, unfortunately, gives you more this year than Fultz would.
Fultz wasn't going to play. So, I mean, if you make a decision you're going to go for it, you kind of have to go for it. And there's no reason to have a guy that's dead weight that's not going to play for you.
They talked about being an offensive juggernaut because we brought in Harris with that 20 points, but he's replacing Muscala, who scored 8, so that leaves 12 points. But how about we hang our hat on defense, team defense? I'm telling you, if Breeze unity, offense will happen.
Yeah, they're actually a fairly good defensive team. They're fourth in team defense in the league. So, you know, I understand there's been some games where it doesn't look like they're playing perimeter defense, but they loaded up on a lot of guys now who can switch, and that helps your team defense.
I want to know who this guy is buying his tickets from, where he's getting charged $300 a ticket for a Flyers game. 2 weeks ago, me and my girlfriend decided to go the day of the game and pay $10 for second level right and center right. This guy's going to get his back straight.
This was before the call up of Carter Hart, though. Now the tickets are going back up a little bit.
I know this is going to play at the deadline. The Lakers and LeBron drama. Why don't the Lakers just trade LeBron? That would just throw monkey wrench in the entire NBA. If that happens, I would run outside with no pants on, laughing my tail off.
Well, LeBron, you think he's fool enough to have not having no trade clause? Come on, man. He's LeBron. He's the king.
Everybody's so confused about the Nick Foles situation, it makes no sense to me. It's simple as this. There's no way they're going to franchise tag Nicky unless they have a trade in place. Otherwise, they get a compensation pick a year from now, probably a third rounder. Why all the conversation?
Because they're still going to get a compensation pick. Maybe they don't have a trade partner. They're hanging around to find one. It gives them more time to find it. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
I don't like them. Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
Good riddance. See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.